I'm right up on the damn mic.
If there's anything I've learned from podcasting, it's that microphones don't need personal space.
They don't want it.
The foam part gets a little smelly after a while.
You got to change them or wash them or something.
Yeah, I got a whole.
You guys are washing yours?
I'm not washing them. That's a lie. That did never happen.
I put the whole microphone in the laundry machine every night.
Yeah, it's fine.
I have a big bag of these foam covers that I change them out for.
Yeah.
They're disposable. You have the vape system where the mic is like the battery and the foam thing is like the cartridge with the weed oil in it.
Yeah, it's like the Elf bar.
I'm deep throating the microphone like Meek Mill.
Todd, do you smoke? Oh, I forgot that happened.
Yeah. I only vaguely followed it. Did any of you like follow that? Did any of you follow that any closer? What's going on with Meek Mill?
What happened? Did he get an SM57 stuck in his mouth like a cue ball, or what's the deal?
No, he was so in the Diddy trial. P. Diddy is on trial for sexual assault and all kinds of other things.
I remember that.
But in
free
that
my man.
In that no,
I don't know.
we can't say
nothing wrong.
But Meek Mill
was just called being Diddy.
So there was a thing that said that his name was in the lawsuit, but it was redacted. So fans thought it was Meek Mill.
I mean, it's funny because they redact the names, but then they give hints where it's like, he's a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. So it's pretty clear that that's Meek Mill.
Why are we playing fucking Guess Who? Just
yeah,
tell
exactly.
us who it is.
I don't know. The Chris Brown one is even funnier.
Is your guy bald? No. Okay. Flicks down like a bunch of rapper faces. Like, is your guy from Atlanta?
Does
no.
he wear oh, two chains?
Very good. Yeah. No.
Was his career launched by Birdman?
My own personal Mandela effect was I thought Meek Mill died. But then I realized it was Mac Miller and I'm dyslexic.
Oh, yeah, Meek yeah. Mill, that makes sense.
Mac Mill, Meek, mm-hmm. Meek Miller. Yeah,
Meek
yeah.
Miller look the same, too.
Both white.
Would you say that your rapper is Lil?
Narrowing it down at all. I'm turning down the three big rappers and that's it.
I didn't realize that everyone I had left on the board already had Lil in front of me.
So in the court documents obtained by TMZ, Rod Jones, Lil Rod, claims that the music mogul was repeatedly assaulting Rodney Jones. The producer alleges that Diddy would grope his genitals and touch his anus to groom him into having sex. So just the they're saying that Diddy was raping his guy friends. And then I guess Meek Mill was also...
That counts as grooming? I thought grooming was like you talk to someone in a non-sexual way and like establish a relationship and then eventually make it sexual.
I thought grooming really only applied to children.
Yeah.
I thought grooming was on Discord.
Like if you're grooming an adult, isn't that just like flirting?
Yeah
well, or just like manipulating somebody. Like I feel like grooming is... It implies like a distinct imbalance of power or like mental development or something.
Yeah.
Compared to when it's like two adults, it could still be utterly reprehensible, but at that point I feel like it's just like
I just don't think
variety.
That word I think that word should be more specific.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like grabbing anus and genitals is like I thought grooming implied you're doing something that's sexual assault already.
Yeah,
it's not
correct.
Grooming.
That's just garden variety. I hate to say garden variety, but that's garden variety sexual assault.
Yeah, you can pick them out of the dirt. But yeah, and then Meek Mill posted a bunch of very funny tweets.
Wait, so what was Meek Mill's thing in the lawsuit, though? It was like that he was...
His name was like in one of the redacted name, or yeah, I don't know
exactly. For deep-throating a microphone, right? Okay, is this what we're getting back to? Or like, where does that enter into the picture?
Was it implied he hooked up with Diddy or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because he basically had a tweet that was like, man, if I'm with a lady, I'm having sex multiple times a day. I just love pussies.
I love pussy
so much. I've run red lights. Got a damn speeding ticket getting to pussy.
So this is our generation's
Mick
Jagger, David Bowie.
My I Love Pussy shirt has a lot
Bowie
of people
issue.
Asking questions already answered by my I Love Pussy shirt.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. Wait, what was the most recent one of that? Oh yeah, the tuna that said the least mercury of any brand.
Oh, I didn't see that one. That's cool.
Wait, I saw that and I was like, John needs to get on this because he's all about tinned fish.
I am all about tinned fish, but I don't eat fucking tuna all the damn time. I really like salmon and I really like trout and I really like sardines. So, you know.
I like those things, but those are you saying that every other one doesn't have mercury?
Fish in general do have more mercury in them, parts per million, than other proteins, but tuna in particular, particularly I think albacore tuna, has an extremely high amount of mercury compared to any other fish or any other protein. But even light tuna has only about a third of the mercury content of full-on albacore. So if you are a regular tuna eater, it's recommended that you eat light tuna so that you don't get mercury poisoning. Mm. But like, you know, if you eat too many fucking apple seeds, you can get fucking arsenic poisoning. So yeah, why don't like, you all so go fuck yourselves is what mercury, I'm saying.
Mercury poisoning is also getting really common these days. Like there's actually trace amounts of mercury in a lot of common foods. Like, have you heard about this thing, how mercury is in
Gatorade? Sorry. I had to help you get it out because I knew you weren't going to make it.
He was trying to say mercury's in Gatorade. He was teeing himself up for a joke, but then he started cracking.
I don't get it.
It's too much.
Mercury's in retrograde. Mercury's in Gatorade.
I see.
A pun on mercury's in retrograde.
I see.
Britain's not very good at puns.
I'm really bad at puns.
Edit me in here. Mercury is in Gatorade.
Holy shit. Really?
So funny. I never heard that. That's so funny.
I got
that immediately. I didn't have to have it explained to me.
I think this is more funny if we leave it all in, like the failed punchline the first time and then teeing it for the second punchline.
Interesting.
Why is there a stock photo of someone pushing his thumb on mercury? It's bad to touch it with your bare
hands.
Oh yeah,
why don't you lick it?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's fine to touch it.
It's probably
liberals that are telling you not to.
Yeah. you used to be able to touch mercury, but not anymore
and
because
drink
of woke.
From the hose.
I'm always trying to touch mercury and Hillary Clinton pops up out of my garden and is like, "Put that down. You're going to hurt yourself."
So do you get it? Do you get better?
If you get mercury
poisoning. It says on Wikipedia that you can get muscle weakness, poor coordination, numbness in the hands and feet, skin rashes, anxiety, memory problems, trouble speaking. I definitely have mercury poisoning.
Well,
mercury
right now.
it's toxic to your nerve system, which is one of the things I think you usually don't recover from. So
interesting.
Yeah, it might be permanent if you have it. I mean, that's the big problem with boomer lead poisoning, right? Is they've all got toxic metal syndrome. Right. And so
we probably all have that too, for sure, though.
Yeah,
not
plus
no,
microplastics.
I have well water. I'm not sipping on that fluoride drink.
Yeah, but you have that. You have that really large collection of commemorative glasses.
Uranium glass.
Yeah. I don't want anyone to
poison in other ways.
Yeah. Drinking out of the toxic Garfield mug every day for 40 years.
But here's the thing: this is America. Like you truly do get to pick your poison, but you have to pick a poison.
Yeah, weed.
That's my
poison.
I chose
a long time ago.
No. Our poison is weed. That counts as a poison. Yeah, there's all those old glasses with Smurfs on them, though, that had lead paint Smurfs.
It's weird
Garfield.
To me that people like collect that and they have like they'll have a cabinet in their house where they just have a black light shining on all of it.
Just
like,
to show
oh,
you
look
how...
at my shiny radioactive rocks. It's like, it's probably bad for you.
Well, what if somebody was a collector, but instead of the things that they collected, like incidentally being something that was incredibly fucking dangerous, they just only collected dangerous things. They were like, here's my leaking mercury thermometer. Here's my uranium glass collection. Here are my lead plates. You know, here's my radioactive isotope. Here's my 1/5 scale demon core. Replica model. Replica.
Yeah,
you know?
here's the Diet Coke that I drink out of those. You know, gotta be safe. Gotta be.
Yeah,
here's those diet.
Those poke balls they gave away at Burger King in the 90s that infants could fit over their mouths that would very neatly cut off air to both the nose and the mouth.
Nice. I don't remember that story.
I remember that too. My mom wouldn't buy me a fucking Pokemon toy, and I was furious. She was like, "It might kill you," and I was like, "You know what will kill me if I don't get a fucking Poliwhirl."
Do you understand how central Pokemon is to the lives of small Pokeball children in America, Mom? If I don't have a Pokeball, I might as well be fucking dead.
It's a fake gold bar that comes in a real Pokeball. I cannot tell you how important this is to me as a child right now.
What if I find a Ho-Oh like Ash does in the first episode and I can't even try to catch it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what else happened this week? We got...
Well, everybody was insisting we talk about Zuckerberg making a sword. So what's the deal? I didn't look up anything about this. How did he get
poor
this sword?
Form. It looks like shit. Like wait, yes,
I know
it's cool.
It's not funny, but did you guys talk about the self-immolation?
Oh, we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet.
No, we didn't talk about it yet. I mean, it's...
I have mixed feelings. I think it's very sad, and I think that he obviously like believed in something, but I also think that... I think you can respect the act of somebody willing to die for what they believed in while still seeing evidence that this person suffered in their life due to like, and had, you know, their own, demons and also like feel for them in that way.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Also, I just worry, you know, I worry about the idea that people get that like this is somehow like the ultimate expression of something. I don't think that that's true. Mm. I do think it's a really poignant political moment that we all have to like take note of and learn from. But at the same time, as I recognize that like for some people, especially if you were in the armed forces, I could definitely understand how conditions would make it kind of like come to this where this feels like the only and best way to express yourself. But I would also just like to say, please don't do this. Mm-hmm. There are so many
yeah.
better
don't
ways
set yourself
to advocate.
On fire.
Yeah, yeah. Just in general, this is not a revolutionary act. Mm-hmm. This is maybe like a sometimes why kind of deal, but I still really just strongly would urge people to just go join the PSL or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I wanted to mention that I really have seen almost no one talking about, even though the New York Post reported on this, not that the Post is a very reliable source of information,
sure,
but the Post said that his friend, a friend who whose ties to Bushnell have been verified by the Post, claims that he told me on Saturday that we have troops in the tunnels in Palestine committing murders on Palestinian civilians.
Jesus.
And it turns out that Aaron Bushnell was not just some random troop. He was a Air Force intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance wing agent.
So you think this could have been an MKUltra thing?
Well, I think he was probably like more so than just like, oh, a random guy who felt a lot of guilt, like someone with a lot of actual complicity, like way more than just a random troop. Someone who knew like the extent of America's involvement in the genocide. And maybe probably felt a little trapped. If you know yeah. anything about the way the CIA and intelligence yeah. service have treated people who have dissenting views on things that they're involved in, maybe they felt like their life was not long anyway. And so this was something that they chose to do in protest because of that reason. So again, I agree with John and Todd, like don't kill yourself. You know, if you're going to kill yourself,
die in battle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, honestly, I mean, like
in Minecraft,
if you think that, you know, your life is in danger anyway, like maybe. If you're willing to die for something, maybe, you know, organize and fight with other people who are willing to die for something if you can find them. And this is like sort of, you know, it's indicative of an incredibly alienated time that we're in. This guy, if this is true and he was seeing that the U.S. military was involved in the genocides going in Palestine.
Of course it is.
I mean, but like literally boots on the ground involved in Palestine, which I mean, what's the difference? But like at the same time. Interesting.
So I've seen somebody say that they reached out to people who knew him IRL, and apparently he had been for the past 4 months not involved in military intelligence. So for him to have recently, before setting himself on fire, to have told others that he had classified knowledge of U.S. forces fighting in Gaza secretly that either leads me to believe that it's possible that he was mentally unwell, but it's also possible that this is, there's like some limited hang up MK Ultra psyop shit going on with this, where he, like, I fully believe that MK Ultra mind control exists. Like,
me too.
I think people have been mind controlled to do things. This could be a prime example of it, because, like, I don't, listeners, I don't recommend that you watch this video, because it is, it's pretty brutal, but he is sort of in this trance. He says free phallocyne in the sort of trance like state that does sort of make me think, like, I, you know, this is wild speculation, but I think it's possible.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's really hard for anybody to imagine the state that you'd have to be in to purposefully set yourself on fire. People have done it though in history, and also in like 2022, I think someone did it in front of like in protest of
a climate change, right?
A climate change protest.
Is that the video where the guy throws a bicycle at him?
Yes. I believe we talked about
what did he
this.
Think the bike was going to do?
I believe we talked about that one. You know, it's hard to say, because it's like, it's a thing that is extremely potent and emotional, and you don't want to take away from like the message, right? Like, yes, it's a very important and life or death situation for, you know, people in Gaza. And I support that message, but it's like, there does seem to be something very strange about this. It's hard to imagine that, like, I would be curious as to why somebody would want him to do something this extreme in protest. But I don't know. There's something very strange about the whole story.
Between the various explanations that we've floated, of course, not having any concrete evidence, this is, again, wild speculation. But like, the most feasible one to me is that he was put in a position where he felt like, yeah, probably his descent was putting him in some kind of danger, and whether that danger was like real or was just intimated to him, or whether it was just something that he personally believed, he probably thought that this was like the next best option. I've seen people go through this kind of thing and maybe not light themselves on fucking fire, but make unbelievably bad decisions just because they thought that if they didn't, something terrible was going to happen. So it's like, it worries me that if we don't ever get a terribly clear picture about this, it's also going to be the subject, like, it's just going to be relegated to that long list of things that people are constantly fucking debating about in the American political consciousness. Like, you know, was he an agent? Was he a hero? Was he a dissenter? Was he mentally ill? Or was he just a guy from the Air Force? Is that just what happens if you, right. if you're like,
and I've seen some really evil stuff. Like, I've seen some people calling him like a clout chaser or whatever. Like, everyone like wants to like,
what?
It's like, he's dead.
He's,
I mean, like,
get so many followers on TikTok thanks to this.
People want Jesus. To like, people can't help but like view anything as like through a lens of brand.
A partisan lens.
Like, yeah. Well, not even that, but like, brand recognition and building. And
well,
it's
to be
like,
fair, we don't know that he didn't record a bunch of sponsorships before he died that will then air afterwards, where he's like, if I had had better help, I wouldn't have died. So maybe sign up for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, but everything is that cynical, you know? So it's like, I just think that, like, it's not going to, you know, it's you kind of have a double... I'm of two minds, where it's like, it's this horrible, horrific thing, and I agree with the message of it, but at the same time, it's like, we live in a time when doing something like this is like, doesn't it's not a blip, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
so,
just barely a
so
blip,
I
yeah.
some I, on some level empathize with people who want to make his like death worth something, but at the same time, I'm also like, well, it's not something that anyone should be encouraged to do, or we should consider like heroic exactly.
Yeah. And that's a very common sense take.
And he also was a, you know, intelligence asset. So it's even more complicated of like who would want this, and who would want you to glorify this rather than anything that would actually make change. So
Mm-hmm. The whole intelligence angle is interesting because it's like, I sort of wondered if he, because obviously like a much less dramatic version of what he did is just quitting the Air Force. And I know that like, depending on like how.
It sounds like Todd said he did basically.
Yeah. And
he may not have had any assignments.
Yeah. Mm. And you know, it's like famously it's, you can't just always get up and leave the armed forces. So it might've meant he would have to go to jail or something for like going AWOL or whatever. But it's like, I think that would also send a strong message. Maybe he like thought it wouldn't be as strong if he just quit and made a statement versus dying. Or maybe he was like everyone has been saying, thought he was just going to get killed if he did quit. So he might as well like go out on his own terms.
I mean, it's entirely possible that like there could have been some sort of, they could have not necessarily mind controlled him with some kind of chemical, but they could have had like a handler who was feeding him fake secrets and then been like, hey, by the way, now that you know this, they're going to kill you unless you do something crazy.
Well,
yeah,
it's true. It's also
important to remember with intelligence agencies that they're not always doing something with a specific goal in mind. A lot of these agencies are just kind of like fucking with people in various positions to see what will happen. So this could easily have been an unintended consequence of intelligence activity just as much as an intended one. And so I don't know, like, I struggle to not leave the door utterly wide open on this in terms of like how I feel about it, except that I regard anybody who has an extremely specific take about what this was and what this means with a great deal of suspicion.
Exactly. what's your angle?
Now, I think the final word on this is basically like, yes, he believed in the right thing. Perhaps setting yourself on fire isn't the way to go about it, but like the at the end of the day, if you are like making fun of him or diminishing what he did, you're equally as much of a piece of shit.
I have a theory. He wasn't real. It never happened.
It's actually AI.
I was AI. Yeah.
Another thing, John mentioned before we go to the notes. I'm sorry. I'm just asking questions now. I just like just all asking good. Questions.
Jacking off. Questions.
Just jacking off.
Just jacking off. What?
JAQ. Just asking questions. People call it jacking off.
No one says that.
That's well, like, I think the last person said that in like 2018 on Reddit.
I was ready to laugh at it without getting the joke, Chris.
I'm bringing it back.
That's a good
We're
point.
We're bringing it back.
Now you mentioned the PSL, who is running a presidential candidate once again, not their last presidential candidate, but Claudia De La Cruz, with the VP of being Karina Garcia. Now, my problem with the PSL, as I said last time, is that they don't seem to run very many people who aren't running for president. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of local small wins.
Yeah, someone was running for mayor of New York City, right, from the PSL?
That is true.
That was cool.
But that's
based.
That's still pretty big. Like the mayor is New York City is a pretty...
Okay, Bryn, you want the PSL to run dog catchers and comptrollers.
I understand. I literally do. And I think that, I don't know.
Vote for Tommy fucking Vanguard for City Mime, New York City's official mime.
Is there anywhere you actually can run for dog catcher? What if you just ran unopposed?
That's not a real.
I think that hasn't been a
position.
Thing since the 1950s, if it ever was.
Typically people run from the dog catcher.
That's true. Well, they're trying to catch the dogs he stole.
A filthy cur, Sonny? You ready to fight? Put him up.
I'm just saying, what if you found a guy who was a committed communist and also happened to just be a really highly qualified dog catcher? They couldn't really vote against him, could they? And then you got a communist in a position of minor power.
I mean, I would argue that any communist who's been at a job for any real amount of time is highly likely to be the most competent person at that job, but that might be me just having a little bit of bias.
You got a little bias, yeah. And we love bias here at
We are
FBP
a super
Plutus.
Biased show.
Speaking of being biased, I think I just want to bump this up. I know we're going to talk about it later, but it's still really fresh in my mind. I think people are biased against the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow, Scotland.
Yeah.
I think it actually seemed like a quite nice time.
You use a little AI for your advertisement. You employ a hardworking computer to write the script. Suddenly, you're persona non grata. Suddenly, you're a piece of shit just because you wrote a script with AI.
Well, I mean, you didn't write it.
And because you put on a scam event and nothing happened that was anyone expected.
I like that we're just like low stakes fire festivals all the time now.
That's just the economy. I feel like the entire economy is a fire festival, and the ones that are notable are the ones that like fall apart and don't know how to like hide the grift.
It's a thing about expectations, right? Like if you put up the AI art and you pass it off like it's actually going to fucking look like that, and then people show up and it's like enough stuff to fill a garage spread around an entire like industrial fucking office building, then like that's a problem. But if you had broadcast that it was gonna be shitty, and instead of 35 pounds or whatever you had charged like 10, people would have fucking loved it. People would have come to your dumpy stupid Willy Wonka thing and really had a good time if they had known what it was.
Yeah, you could have like made like hundreds of thousands of dollars if you marketed it to like ironic millennials by making one variety of IPA on tap.
And again, this is Scotland, okay? This is Glasgow. A shitty thing will be popular if you market it correctly. But if you act like it's going to be some amazing fucking thing and then it's not that, anyone from any of the British Isles will rip your throat out in a second.
Yeah, I mean, apparently it was this big warehouse and they had like really sparse props, and instead of like chocolate, each child that their parents paid for admission was given one jelly bean and one Dixie cup of lemonade.
That's the magical lemonade land. Yeah, I mean, like, what was Banksy's thing? Like, shitty Disneyland?
Dismal land.
Yeah, he was like, what if Disneyland was shitty? People lap it up. If they had just called this shitty... What is the name of the factory in Willy Wonka? Wonkaville?
What do you mean? Wonka's Factory.
Wonka's Factory. If it was shitty Wonka's Factory and it was 5 pounds, I think then people would have been lighting up for the shitty experience. If they were marketing it as like, show everyone what a bad time you're having on Instagram, you have to frown.
What if instead of Willy Wonka, it was Weedly Doinka?
Weedly Doinka.
And the Weed Factory.
What if it was Willy Wonky's Ersatz, you know, Willy Wonky's Ersatz Chocolate Factory or something like that.
What does Ersatz mean?
Ersatz means like a little off kilter or kind of cheap or a knockoff. Like you just tell people that it's bad. You say things are bad up front.
I think it originally meant imitation, like Ersatz coffee is like fake instant coffee or something.
That's what it means in German.
Yeah. I was reading a Twitter post about Germany was making coal butter. They were like figured out a way to like they could extract paraffin wax and then turn that into like edible fats to make margarine during World War II.
Well, but here's the thing.
Farben's butter.
That's literally what margarine is. Like if you have relatives that eat a lot of margarine, they're going to die of cancer. Mm.
What?
Yeah, don't really? do not eat margarine, whatever you do.
I won't.
It's horrendous for your health.
I only eat Irish cream butter, salted butter, but that's just because it tastes really good. It's not like a health thing or anything. I just have a preference for things that don't taste like butthole, like fucking margarine.
Harsh.
Have you ever tried margarine? My grandma kept it in her fridge forever, and like I was like, oh, it's butter. You know, it's basically butter, and you like try a little bit of it, and it has like a little bit of that popcorn movie theater butter taste and a little bit of like burnt sunflower oil
taste. It's really bad, but that's what it is. It's like
coal tars.
It's made with some kind it's made with some kind of seeds, and then it's they wash the seeds and like process them with industrial hydrocarbons and solvents.
That sounds like it should be illegal.
They wash them, so it sounds like it's clean and fine.
Well, that's, you know, that's they wash what them. That's what like every fast food joint is also frying their food in and stuff like that. So it's like America, it's legal to just serve poison everywhere.
Yeah,
that's true.
We love our
poison,
folks.
Which rocks. We love it, folks.
Oh, yeah. Europeans come over here. It's really funny. And they're just like, you fucking eat what?
You eat what, mate?
This is unbelievable. There's Red 40 in everything.
Look, I'd rather have coal-based margarine and fried crap than one jelly bean and a lemonade.
Right. This also really reminds me of DashCon. Does anybody remember
DashCon?
It's
big DashCon vibes. Yeah.
What's DashCon?
DashCon was like the fan Tumblr festival.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a convention based around Tumblr as a concept.
I thought it was My Little Pony based.
Wait, no, like this is a Tumblr dashboard.
Oh,
yeah,
the dashboard.
Is that what it was about? I never got the name, but
I think it's based on the dashboard.
I'm also bad at puns, but yeah, they famously said that they said there was going to be a ball pit.
And oh, then, I saw this.
Yeah, you've seen this. The tiny, it's like a shitty kiddie pool.
Yeah.
But you had to pay for your time in the ball pit.
You
right?
did. Yeah, and then like,
he's been like a good boy this week and has earned 1 hour in the canoe.
I think eventually, yeah, you got 1 hour in the ball pit to like make up for something. It was like, all right, we're supposed to have this panel and then no one showed up because we couldn't pay them. So as recompense, you get 1 hour in the ball pit.
This right. is what I they were serving up to children as Willy Wonka's Glasgow experience.
What I love about Willy Wonka's Glasgow experience is that it's so clear how it all came together. Like yes. they had access to a warehouse and mm-hmm. they're like, what kind of party can we throw? Mm-hmm. And they're like, what movies are popular right now? And then they just like looked at the newspaper and they were like, okay, so Willy Wonka is the new popular movie with Timothy Chalamet. So let's just like have the AI generate what a party would look mm-hmm. like. And then that's it. That's all there is. There was no further thought.
I'm amazed that the news that came out was just that it was shitty and not that they have, like, they should be getting sued by Roald Dahl's estate, right?
Well, right. Well, that's also true. It's weird that they thought they could do it without, like, paying anybody, like, for royalties. You can't just start Disneyland by yourself.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, well, I'm going to make Disneyland too. Even if you had a bunch of money, it's not allowed. So I don't. Is it different because it's in Glasgow?
You can make Mickey Mouse Land.
You could make Steamboat Willie Land.
Yeah. Steamboat Willie's Wild Ride sounds like a really fucking fun time. And it's just a ball pit in a kiddie pool.
In a warehouse.
Anyway, so you guys are saying I could just use some AI, make some images and a script, hire someone to be Steamboat Willie, and then I'd be raking in money in Glasgow?
In Glasgow, for sure, yeah.
I just don't understand how you fumble access to a warehouse in Glasgow. That seems like a really simple solution. Hire a DJ.
Mm-hmm. Literally, just one. Literally, one really good DJ.
I bet who brings their own sound system and everything's taken care of.
Yeah.
Also, if you had like some sort of really good Molly connect,
yeah, that'd be great.
You could make a really good killing.
And also they probably did this because they got the warehouse and then they couldn't get a liquor license. Because you would make so much more money. Like, that's the thing. Like, to throw an event for kids, right? The admission is how you're making your nut, right? So you don't really have a lot of, like, if you want to pay your staff and still make money throwing the event by, you know, pocketing the unearned fruits of
their labor
you have to really cheap out on decorations, which is what they did. They had gotten a liquor license, and you know, they could have projected that they would sell X amount of, you know, drinks alongside tickets and probably also drugs and like merch and stuff, and just thrown an EDM Willy Wonka themed EDM event for adults. Well, they would have made shitloads of money.
And I'm not sure how it works in Scotland, but in the United States, there are ways that you can hire a vendor who has a liquor license and get that license temporarily applied to your space as long as the vendor is the one operating and serving all of the liquor. So I have to imagine that there's an equivalent to that in the UK.
I would imagine that they don't even have liquor licenses. That anybody can fucking give away mead or whatever, because they're like,
yeah, it's the mead loophole of 13-02, where you're allowed to give mead to anyone.
Yeah, that country is just a giant medieval times restaurant, right?
As far as I can tell.
It must be. I mean, honestly, I'm looking at these pictures. If you imagine the same decoration, but the lights are way lower, and there's a party happening, and maybe like one disco ball, people would think it was cool decoration instead of lame and terrible.
I want to say,
you throw
actually,
one jungle DJ in there.
Yeah.
Correct.
I do want to say that one Wonka bar does look pretty good.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like they used AI to make it.
That one is so weird because it's like, that looks like a pretty close approximation of what the 70s like Wonka bar looked like, but it's huge.
Well, they probably made the Wonka bar and they were like, wow, we're really cooking with gas here, guys. Let's set a date. Let's put up the Facebook event.
That's
and
the then first it turns thing they
out,
made.
It turns out that the Wonka bar was about all they really had in them.
Well, the one thing that we didn't talk about yet is that they had like an Oompa Loompa and
the girl,
like, they had a guy dressed as Willy Wonka. but they decided to go off script and they introduced a character that's not from the books called the unknown.
Yeah,
who it's is I guess a ghost chocolate maker who lives in the walls of Willy Wonka's factory and scares children.
Braggle Simpson. Know. Yeah. This is like when I was in a production of A Christmas Carol. And for some reason, the director that year, because they have a Christmas Carol production in town every year, the director that year was like, we have too many actors, so I'm going to write in a bunch of characters from Oliver Twist. And we'll do a few scenes from Oliver Twist in A Christmas Carol. And it made no fucking sense. And because he did this, we ended up having too many roles for the number of actors we had. And I had to play like three different fucking people.
none of which were in the original Christmas Carol.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly correct. So, yeah, I forget what we're talking about.
Yeah, this sounds like the Kevin Smith giant spider story where they just like really wanted to put the unknown in something.
I think it would rock to be a parent and like purposely take your kids to like shitty shit like this. Just like you teach your kids an important lesson. It's that life sucks and everything is worse than you ever expected.
Or to just enjoy shitty things, which I think is the real like if I had paid my 35 pounds and gone to this thing and it was this bad, I would just have to like laugh and be like, well, I'm motherfucking posting through it because like what else are you going to do at that point? Your 35 pounds is gone, dog. Yeah. You don't have it anymore.
Yeah, they are getting it back. I think they're refunding everyone.
No way. They invested so much money in that chocolate bar.
I know. It's all going back to the parents. I love one. It's on the article. It says one parent wrote on Facebook, my wee girl is 8. She was devastated. Said it was the worst day ever in her life. And she had a wee cry as we made our way to the nearest bus stop to travel back into the city center.
Oh my God.
I know. Scott,
my wee girl. She had a wee cry.
Took my wee loss to the fucking Willy Wonka thing. It wasn't fucking any good. Absolute gumshoe top to bottom. Never be going back.
Too bad.
She doesn't even want to see the movie, no.
How many times do you think somebody said, Narr.
Narr.
Narr. It's not the Narr.
I don't know. There's some sort of weird brain disease that everyone caught where everyone says that now.
Americans love saying it. It's very
fun. But it just started, Narr. I feel like.
It's like kind of recent. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the Narr thing. Well, there was an even better tweet from like 5 years ago that was like Australian girl who's just lost her phone. Oh, I lost my phone.
No.
I love the Australian accent. It's so good.
Oh, it's
so
the
funny.
Best one. Australia Zealand and New is Zealand even better are constantly fighting.
New Zealand is better because you say the eyes as E.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah.
It's the same thing. You just get to say dick, tick.
Dick.
You egg. Bet you couldn't catch one fish.
Yeah, if you talk like that, come on the show.
Yeah, if you're from Auckland or wherever, get in here.
You know, get on in here.
How must it feel to just like live at the like far corner of the world and you're like everywhere else in the world, they think that the way we speak English is incredibly humorous, but we think it's normal.
It's not funny. Our groceries are very expensive. They have to be flown in. I don't know Rhys Darby.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. There's like three famous guys from New Zealand and they were all in Flight of the Conchords.
Speaking of coming on the pod, don't come on the pod, but somebody commented on our Patreon of the episode where we were talking about the beef infused rice.
Oh yeah.
So this is a call out. Mark writes,
they're mad
John, chopped cheese isn't nice. It's one of the worst sandwiches in the deli. And that's,
I'm sorry.
And that's saying something for real. Let
Did
me
I
just
say
be
about
from all of
cheese?
Us, sorry, from the entire
fun?
Podcast to
incorrect.
You. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Chopped cheese is a noble and perfectly normal sandwich. It's literally just a hamburger, but like chopped up. It's really not that different from a hamburger. So if you respect a hamburger, then you have to respect the chopped cheese.
I find was gonna that say, very hard to imagine that anyone would be like, this sucks. It's so good.
I've definitely had that, but I've never had like one in a bodega. So I assumed I was missing one with like some fancy secret New York ingredient or some shit. But
well,
like,
if you get
every
roll,
Midwestern
wait.
Mom has put a chopped up burger with cheese on a hoagie roll at some point.
I'm sorry. This has actually developed since I shared that.
Okay.
There's been a new development. I found another comment on the Patreon from somebody named Anthony, who said, I think maybe the person talking shit about chopped cheese might have been riffing on what this person said. Anthony writes, John, Sacramento isn't nice. It's one of the worst cities in the state, and that's saying something for real.
Oh, yeah. I actually replied to that because I was like, you know, I really don't fucking care what you think about all the cities in California if you're from California, because you're from California. Shut the fuck up. You don't know what a shitty city is. You've never been to the Rust Belt. I've lived in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. You don't know pain, okay? You don't know anguish. Get off my fucking dick. And also, Sacramento is where all the good math rock is from.
That's so true. That's very true, actually.
I see. Well, we rescind our fuck you about your funny riff about the chopped cheese.
Yeah, the chopped cheese guy, you were killing it.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, fuck the Sacramento guy, though. Sacramento,
no, you're cool,
isn't...
too. I don't mean to be so mean.
Sacramento is not, is why were we talking about Sacramento?
It's hot and sucks.
I think I did a riff where I was like, if I have a family member who's old enough that I could get like bereavement rates on flights if they die, I'll keep tabs on where they live. And if they live somewhere nice, and then I think I said Sacramento, and then people who are from California have to tell me that Sacramento is not nice, which I don't care to hear, frankly.
I'm not even from California, and I know it's not nice.
But if it's February and you're in Michigan, then I think literally any part of California is nice. It does not matter which part you go to. If it's like, what, early October through late March, California will have nicer weather than Michigan.
El Nino. We don't. Case closed.
Like, I think Sacramento's kind of nice. It's all right. I mean, it's not as nice as LA, but it's all right.
Well, El Nino is the Pacific coastal wind that keeps everything nice over there, right? Or is that a different phenomenon that I don't know the name for?
I have no idea.
You think that's what it is, basically?
I remember El Nino was a hurricane when I was a kid. When I was young.
But like, yeah, no, like February in like anywhere in the Rust Belt or wherever it's cold. Like, yeah, I would be willing to go anywhere in the south, just south. Like, yeah. I would be willing to go to fucking like Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, I'd go to Mobile, Alabama right now. That. I really don't give a shit. Like, I also like places that are not like, here's the thing. Like, I don't know. People are like, I want to go somewhere fancy. I want to go to Manhattan. I want to go to Las Vegas. I'm going to get the best service ever. Blah, blah. That's not at all what I have in mind. Like, take me to a really great shitty town that has some hole in the wall places that you love and have gone to for a long time. I'll have a great fucking time. Yeah. I don't want to go get like some $400 fucking dollar dinner before we even pay for drinks somewhere. That's not my idea of fun.
Yeah, I don't think they mean that about Sacramento. Sacramento is there's just not. It's yeah, you just like weather is what you're saying. You're a big weather,
like
weather guy.
Well, and I just like places I haven't seen before. And I'd also like to go to California. I don't care if Sacramento is just an empty Kohl's across the street from an abandoned McDonald's. I'm into it. Okay, like I'll figure it out.
They have weed there for legal. That's really all you need.
Yeah, they got that in Michigan for a little while now too, though.
Oh yeah, we got it big time.
We got it big time.
We got weed coming out of our fucking every orifice.
Hell yeah,
that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, it's bad up here.
It's too much.
Let's talk about Mark Zuckerberg. What's the deal with that guy? He said he was getting a sword. We don't have that up here.
He's on some kind of tour, like I think a business trip to Japan, but he took the time to like, I don't know who this guy is. He's like working with a like sword maker where there's a video where he's like hammering what looks like hot metal and then him like fucking around with the sword and like chopping
Is it the sword maker hammering or is Zuck trying to craft the sword himself?
No, Zuck
the sword maker is holding the molten metal and like folding it and positioning it and Zuck's just swinging a hammer, but every time he swings the hammer he like is arching his back so he looks like Squidward in that meme about back shots.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, not Squidward, sorry. Patrick Starr. He looks like Patrick Starr in the back shots meme.
So he went to get us
faster than this.
It's going to take forever.
So he's just some garden variety weeb who went to Japan and got a sensei for swords because he has enough money to do it. And he's just like, all right, I'm here. I learned how to surf and I learned how to do, you know, kickboxing or whatever the fuck kind of shit he does. And he's just like, wax on, wax off time. Let's get it going, you know?
Yeah. I think what's funny to me about this, and it's because Zuckerberg already, like you were saying, got into like Muay Thai or kickboxing or something. Mm-hmm. And then now he's making swords. But he manages to remain the most swaggerless man on the planet while doing it. Like, cause there's a picture of him standing next to the sword maker. And, as John used to call things a lot, it looks like first day of standing lessons.
Yep.
And he's wearing like skinny dark wash jeans and like dad Nikes and like a baggy. It's just like, he cannot, like, you're in Japan, like dress a little different, dress a little crazy to go make swords. But he's like, nope, I have to dress in my smart casual, oatmeal colored shirt and Nikes to make a fucking sword.
It's very fucking weird that, like, there's only really two paths for obscenely rich guys, which is that you can either be a cowboy or you can be, like, a weird internet weeb dude. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you say, like, he's the most swaggerless man in the world. And I was like, well, but what about Elon Musk? And then I thought about it and I was like, maybe Zuckerberg is deliberately trying to unswagger Elon Musk. He's like, that can't be the stupidest guy. So I'm going to try to come up with things that are cringier and less impressive than whatever his brain diseased ideas are. And if that means that I have to like post photos of me holding a bunch of meat in my backyard on Facebook or like get really into Muay Thai for some reason, like, I don't know, like, what's next? He's going to be a Formula One driver in a few months.
Yeah, probably. That actually make a lot of sense.
I'm going to put out a theory. I think that he's doing the Bill Gates school of trying to make yourself appear non-threatening.
Yeah.
Because the social network did some pretty bad damage to his reputation where no one could really see him as anything other than like a cold, calculating, incel, sociopath freak. Mm-hmm. And he, like, that's true. And like, if you ever see him talk, like when he had talked to the Supreme Court, or not the Supreme Court, the Congress or whatever, the special counsel, he seems like a robot and a weirdo who like only cares about like, you know, his own personal success and well-being. So he like talked to Bill Gates or whatever and he's like, what do I do? And there he was like, you gotta appear to be a fucking loser so that people start thinking, remembering that you're a huge nerd and, you know, just kind of a someone that even if they think is lame, they can kind of see themselves in. And, you know, you're not threatening, you know, you're not like a weird calculating incel freak. You're just like a nerd who likes swords and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the Charlie Sheen route for damage control.
What did Charlie Sheen do for damage control?
He just
Hashtag winning.
Kept acting like a fucking weirdo, just in slightly less deranged ways for a long time. And
but that was fun, though.
He gets roles again.
That was fun.
That was, look.
A very different time.
Oh, Charlie Sheen had a more fun crisis than Mark Zuckerberg, and you're surprised.
I kind of think that they're all evil.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think Zuckerberg has like this gross, like, dishonesty behind him. I kind of think that Bezos is the most fun billionaire.
Mm. Yeah, Bezos just acts like a villain. He's like a cartoon. He's like, ha ha ha, I'm ruling everything.
And he like, he has billions of dollars and he's fucking like a 50-year-old fake tit porn star.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he's
like a Johnny Quest villain. He's like a 1960s death laser kind of guy.
Yeah.
Big leather seat, big joysticks on either side of the laser, huge turret, telescopes up out of the roof.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson style girlfriend.
I have to say, I still feel Elon Musk is the most entertaining just because he's the biggest train wreck. He's the messiest bitch. Mm-hmm. He's the most weird, cringe, and annoying. Like he generates the most content.
Well, you know, ever like, since
so he's a poster, for sure. I don't like it. But yeah. you can't say he's not a poster.
Nobody else reposts 9-Gag Man. Him.
Here's the problem is that we used to have a real psycho in the hot seat, and that was John McAfee, and he's gone.
He's gone.
And so if you really want an interesting crazy rich guy, you kind of have to go to the minor leagues now. Yeah. Kim.com's not actually a billionaire. I think he's worth like $500 million, but he's a lot of fun. He posts like weird blue check lib stuff, and then he posts like weird tech bro libertarian stuff, and then he posts like weird QAnon shit, and then a 9-Gag meme, and then him with his family hiking in New Zealand. It's a wild ride.
Nice. There was a time when Donald Trump was like the patron saint of those guys, but then he had to go and turn it into being president.
I miss
and
that.
And he's not a billionaire anymore, right? Or is he?
I don't know.
Is he ever? I think he is.
I think at this point he probably is. Yeah. I feel like he pulled the sort of there's like a classic thing rappers will do where it's like if you rap about being rich before you become famous, that eventually you can like fulfill the prophecy and be rich. And I feel like Donald Trump did that with like being a billionaire, where once he was president, he was famous enough to keep grifting money and become a billionaire. I don't know if he was before that.
So 2024, Forbes estimates his wealth at $2.6 billion. And then it's also noted that Trump makes much higher claims.
Nice.
So he says he's worth probably $5 or $10 billion.
Possibly five, maybe even perhaps 10, more than almost anyone has ever had in the history of billions.
One of the things about Donald Trump that's really interesting is that he has not just one Wikipedia page, but he has a lot of Wikipedia pages about him. There's like, I just found Wealth of Donald Trump, and I remember for this podcast looking up Legal Affairs of Donald Trump, which is also its own whole Wikipedia page.
That's
so like,
you know,
is there like
really
a Wikipedia page like favorite breakfast foods of Donald Trump or like, you know, Donald Trump's health or Donald Trump's, you know, medical history.
You could definitely fill a whole Wikipedia of diet of Donald Trump. There'd be a lot to write about there.
The fucking McDonald's hamburger incident.
Yeah. The whole thing where he, what was it? It was a bunch of like high school football players and he got them all McDonald's at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
That was a really good time.
Yeah.
What a great picture. This is everything Donald Trump eats in a day. Yeah, I don't know a lot of the other billionaires. Lots of them are smart and stay under the, you know, out of the public's spotlight.
Yeah, there's thousands of them.
Like Mukesh Ambani, Larry Ellison. This is the top 10. We're talking above 80 billion.
Well, and like even a lot of the tech bro guys, like the Lyft and Uber guys, who a lot of people know their names and they do a lot of interviews and stuff, they're still not like posters and like weird clout hounds and stuff. They just want to be well known and respected in their little circle, in their little media thing. It's these guys like Elon Musk who are like, I need to be in every household. People should talk about Elon Musk every day. That's like an insane fucking type of brain worms to have as a rich person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, speaking of types of brainworms that incredibly rich people have, checking in on Peter Thiel. I think I mentioned this on the show a while back, but it looks like it's kind of coming to fruition now. So Peter Thiel is the number one financial backer of something called the Enhanced Games, which is an Olympics-like event hosted by private industry for athletes who are allowed to take whatever performance-enhancing drugs they want.
Yeah, this is a Daniel Tosh bit.
This is literally just that Daniel Tosh bit. Yeah.
We deserve athletes, the best athletes science can create. I want my sports like my video game.
That's kind of what they're doing. So if you scroll down to about halfway through the article, there's a tweet from the Enhanced Games, and I was thinking we could all watch this video on the pod together.
All right.
Let's do it.
I am the fastest man in the world.
Nice.
I've broken Usain Bolt's world record.
That's wild.
Okay, that's cool. Me too.
You've never heard of me. I am a proud, enhanced athlete.
We can't just say that.
Now, we have important allies in our battle for bodily freedom.
Now, hang on.
As we build the first
bodily freedom.
Event
no,
that
this is like a backdoor way of being anti-vax. Which would mean that it's base.
When we first announced the Enhanced Games, the Olympic Committee said we were a joke.
Yeah, this was basically a stand-up punchline for like decades.
But venture capitalists know that the
but
future
venture capitalists
isn't
no.
Today,
well, I always
I'm
trust
proud
them.
To announce seed funding from investor Christian Angermeyer.
He's got
PayPal
anger management.
Co-founder Peter Thiel, former Coinbase CTO Balaji Srinivasan.
That guy sucks.
The other guys are cool.
With millions of dollars to support building the future of sports. we can show the world that science is real.
What? Science what? Is real. We believe in science.
Yeah.
We believe in anabolic steroid science. Yeah.
How funny if it would it be if they were still transphobic?
Yeah. You can't join.
Yeah, yeah. You can take the anabolic steroids. You can be on Adderall. You can drink thickened water all fucking day.
But if you're
day,
on testosterone... Baby,
get
out
of here.
Fuck
you're
you. Go to the WNBA, bitch.
Hold up. Speaking of being on testosterone, did you hear about the hardcore band singer who was
yes.
in love with
yes.
his,
oh my God. Yes.
I
what
think
the fuck?
In love with his, I guess he was in a hardcore, this guy was in a hardcore band with a girl and a guy, and he was secretly lacing the guy, and the two of them were dating, and he was in love with the girl. So he laced the guy's pre-workout with estrogen. To try and give him an edge in competing for the girl.
Which is like, I thought that he was trying to force fem the guy so that he could fuck him.
Yeah, no, he wanted to steal his girlfriend. That'd be
no,
a lot
it's even
more,
worse than that. Because yeah. that would be bad enough. And honestly,
no,
the
that
whole
would
situation
be way worse.
Is bad enough. But
they're
like,
equally bad in different
I think
ways.
They're both
it's all pretty
equally
bad.
Hilarious.
That but here's
true. The thing, it's like, what kind of Reddit brain do you have to think that this is like not just a strategy that will work, but your best option?
No, this is it's totally Reddit brain because it's like bro did not want to do the work because if he can obtain estrogen, clearly he's either buying it off the black market or he's got like a medical hookup. So clearly he can obtain TRT. He could get testosterone and use it on himself to become swole and jacked.
He
so
probably
he could
is.
Just steal the guy's girl without force femming the girl's boyfriend.
I mean, again, this is just such a wild misunderstanding. Because, I mean, like, of course, there are women out there who want, like, incredibly jacked masculine dudes. But for the most part, that's a way that men get so that they can impress each other. That's not really for the ladies. And there's, like, that famous tweet.
In the hardcore
like,
scene, it's specifically in the hardcore scene. It's a little different there.
Yeah,
it's kind of a masculinity pissing contest, but the masculinity is like PBR DIY jean shorts type masculinity.
Yeah,
I destroyed 13 toilets after my Taco Bell run. No, dude, I destroyed 16 toilets after my Taco Bell run.
Yeah.
Hey. That's
that's normal.
We've all destroyed a few toilets.
It's you want a natty about it? And then they Taco both Bell. Open giant natty ice tall boys.
My favorite part of this, so this came from an Instagram post that I guess has since been deleted. I assume when it went viral, is we have a long paragraph about someone being dosed with estrogen and like having to, you know, go pay thousands of dollars in medical bills to figure out what's wrong. He then says at the end, there are many more disgusting details that have been left out for the sake of privacy and general censorship. So this is the censored version of what happened is he was force-femmed with estrogen. What else happened that was too, like, what was more fucked up than this that he had to leave out?
For 5 months.
It's a long fucking, that's a lot of dedication. How often are you accessing someone's pre-workout?
It's so like crazy. That back to the fridge for more olives meme, but instead of eating olives, you're putting estrogen in the pre-workout.
Ugh, it's so gross. People are fucking insane.
They really are.
It's fucking weird. I mean, here's my deal is just don't be friends with anybody in this kind of hardcore band. There's plenty of different kinds of hardcore. Just if it's the pre-workout kind of hardcore, do not fuck with those people at all.
No. I try not to be hateful to the gym rats or anything, but you know, this is pretty sus.
This is super sus. I prefer my hardcore bands to look like a chess club. If your hardcore band looks like the Breakfast Club, the movie, or a bunch of guys who would write a computer program together, I'm in. Otherwise,
this is why the band Code Orange is so good, because they look like the Children of the Corn.
That's right.
Oh yeah. Or if your hardcore band looks like they are haunted, also a very good sign.
Spooky yeah, that, hardcore,
that,
yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, they're going to rock.
They do have a Children of the Corn vibe going on.
Especially now.
Yeah. Yeah, good for
well,
them.
Well, one last thing that I did want to talk about is that there was a post going around on Twitter from Andrew Curran that has a little photo attached where a candy machine with an M&M's ad featuring the sexy brown M&M is crashing. And it says the exception unknown software exception occurred in the application at location, blah, 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 blah. And then it says in the top part of that bar, facial recognition.app application error. And then the tweet reads, students at the University of Waterloo discovered that their candy machines were covertly collecting facial recognition data when vending.facialrecognitionapp.exe crashed.
I'm sorry, what? Yeah. I was like, where the fuck are you going with this, John? Sexy brown M&Ms, crashing apps, but so the vending machine was collecting facial recognition data.
It's got to recognize, oh, this fat ass loves M&Ms. Let's give him a free one as a thank you. Keep him coming.
What
back.
Could they possibly be doing with
they
that?
They were going to institute surge pricing when the debate club got out.
Yeah, maybe they're like cutting costs on the candy to like get people to frequent their vending machine, and they make up for it by selling your user data.
So
did
also,
you read this really long like math news write up about it underneath this?
I did. And interestingly, click through to the link in that tweet and check out the cover of this edition of Math News.
Okay.
Let's check this out.
So this is a magazine that's printed by the local...
By, I think, students on the campus. It's produced by a club or something.
The University of Waterloo. Now, I'm waiting for a PDF to load. Like, I'm downloading
I'm sorry,
from Kazaa.
You got us loading fucking PDFs?
Yeah.
What is going on here?
What the fuck is happening here?
What the fuck is this?
It's a bunny girl with a... Oh, it's like a bunny girl Cupid?
It's because it's February.
I guess so.
It's like the Valentine's Day. But why didn't they color it?
No,
well, they
anymore.
Had to get this urgent news about the M&M facial recognition out, so there wasn't time to do anything but line art for their bunny girl Cupid cover illustration. But yeah, so it says, speaking of the M&M thing, Math News writer Molasses, who has been on a spree of actual journalism lately, has a fantastic article on page 4 that you should check out. So let me go to page 4 and we'll get the down.
They also you know, included in the thread, "The M&M machines are watching you" is the headline.
Mm-hmm. So,
mine is finally loading. Sorry. I still haven't seen this PDF.
You haven't seen the bunny girl.
It's just blank. Oh, God. What the fuck? is this a partnership with the anime club that they let some like girl who still wears tails to school draw this?
I mean, Todd, let's be real. How many people do you think are in one of those clubs and not the other? Like one,
yeah,
one
math
guy?
Club?
Does the Waterloo Math Club have like a Yaoi fan base in it?
I think it's probably all Yaoi fans.
How many people are in the math club and aren't also huge weebs?
Now, can you imagine what a regular college is like at this point in our lives? Like,
God,
the entire college is full of people like this, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, I was like this when I was that age and it was looked down upon, so I gotta imagine these folks are having the time of their fucking lives.
That's right.
There's like no there's no actual normies anymore.
Good.
Like,
I think finally, imagine,
the death of the normie happened like somewhere around the end of millennials, the beginning of Gen Z. There were still some Gen Z normies, but there are no new normies being born. Everybody that's born is some weirdo who's into a weird subculture now.
It's that fashion tweet where it's like all trends died in 2015 and it's just about customizing your character now.
Watched a TikTok from a sort of like Channel 5 style journalist that was about going to a business school and interviewing business school students, and they were all saying that they used to do consulting and now they're getting a grad degree in business so that they can go into consulting. Those people, I think, are... I feel like to be a normie, you have to be like a weird sociopath who wants to do something like that.
You're like committed to some kind of psychotic cult, like getting an MBA or working at Deloitte or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, these journalists here at mathnews.uwaterloo.ca are doing some great investigative work because they say Math News investigative journalist Firsty contacted Plant Ops, who claims zero involvement with the vending machines. This leaves operational responsibility with the company operating the machines, Adaria Vending Services. But Adaria does not make the machines. The original manufacturer was determined to be the Invenda Group, an organization boasting intelligent vending machines with data collection capabilities. Some data collection is benign, including sales and UI performance metrics, but Adaria can also use these metrics to collect further data, sending it to relevant parties, including Mars, the manufacturer of M&Ms. In particular, Invenda's sales brochures state the machines are capable of sending estimated ages and genders of every client.
Oh, I see.
But that's the thing. Like, every piece of technology you use these days is doing this to you.
It's scraping your data.
This one just got caught. Like, every website you go to, every business, every time you swipe your credit card, your data, like you go to a restaurant and your credit card company is collecting consumer data on you to better predict how, what your spending habits will be. Like, this is happening everywhere.
Yes. And it's been happening for a long time. And I remember in the early 2010s, I fully believed that phones were listening to you. Mm-hmm. And that the government, there was, I believe in the Snowden leak, it was shown that the NSA had the capability to like, turn on your phone without you noticing, like putting any of the lights on and just like turn the microphones on and like listen to it. They claimed, oh, they need a warrant or whatever, but like you would never see it or know that.
Yeah.
And I remember Google AdSense or whatever, like starting to have like, oh yeah, we're listening when you say specific things sometimes.
Oh yeah, because you could say okay Google or whatever.
But I remember there like, being like a reply all, I think, about it, about your phone listening to you, and like there was a big Facebook leak about it, and they're like, well, we're not actually listening to you, we're just processing the, like, no humans are hearing it or whatever. And I feel like at a certain point, everyone was sort of like, yeah, we're listening to you, we're constantly listening to you and surveilling you all the time, and everyone's sort of just like, well, whatever.
Okay, I got an idea.
What are you gonna do about
it? I got an idea.
We're gonna do an experiment here. I'm gonna pick a word and just say it into my phone, and then next episode we record, I'll report back and see if I got ads about it.
Okay.
All right.
Rollerblades.
Rollerblades. Rollerblades. Rollerblades. Rollerblades. I love rollerblading, and I'm thinking of buying a new pair of rollerblades.
Now make sure.
Boy, it sure would be nice if my phone were to recommend me some rollerblades.
Rollerblades. Yeah. And now listen to I've got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Saddam Hussein did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Now just make sure you don't Google rollerblades or anything related
to
roller skating.
Yeah, don't ever.
I'm not going to type not on any of my devices. I'm not going to type the word rollerblades anywhere, and we'll see if rollerblades come up.
Yeah. We'll fucking see.
And next time, we will see what happens.
Don't you want to find out? No, wait and see. And then the next episode of BP Bledis.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to leave it at that. I guess I'm not used to cliffhangers. Okay. I do the outro now. John, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. I have another show called Work Stoppage. Bryn has another show called Generation Loss. Todd has a shop called Doomer.shop.
That's
and
right.
I've got a brand new pair of roller skates. You've got a brand new key. We love you. Stay high. Goodbye.
Listen to my album. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Listen to Bryn's album. Bye.
Be calm, y'all.
Like that song, boy, I go dead dead tonight. I like that song, boy, I go lose up them life, boy, boy. I like that song, boy, want to pick up the fire. I like that song, boy, now go see you tonight, boy.
You know why?
Because
sound killer. We not sing a sound where we sound freer. Right round the world like the equator. Looking away, yes, them see the danger. Them see the operator round the changer. The dub plate spin like a helicopter. A many sound dead, many sound capture. A many sound boy get them skull fracture. A the big warship out a sea anchor. Oh no, watch it now, we roll out the war tanker. And no say we no pet, no say we no pamper. Rap the casino, kill the banker. And chocolate factory and Willy Wonka. I don't want it, man, face step on the poster. A bag of dub plate in the hoster. We kill sound boy, then check promoter.
I like that sound boy, I go dead up tonight.
Man, so wait the town and tell the media.
I like that sound boy, I go lose up them life, boy.
Champion sound touching the arena.
I like that sound boy, want to pick up the fire.
The dub plate connected to the changer. The changer connected to the mixer. The mixer connected to the amplifier. The amplifier connected to the speaker. The bass line a beat like a bazooka. From way up in the past straight to the future. So me no know how them fi stop the sound, yeah. And them know say we there fi shell the town, yeah. Sound killer. We no sing a sound where we sound freer. Right round the world like the equator.
Looking away, yes, them see the danger. Them see the operator round the changer. The duplicator spin like a helicopter. A many sound dead, many sound capture. A many sound boy get them skull fracture.
Man, sound we have the sound killer. Sound try to say my go get murder. Man, sound we have the sound killer.